First to the federal election campaign, and the opposition leader tried to move from defence to attack mode today, calling into question the government's capacity to manage the economy. Tony Abbott said debt and deficit will be the key issues when voters cast their ballots next month. And this morning in Melbourne, he announced that a coalition government would cut a further $1.18 billion from government spending. Mr. Abbott said wasteful government spending is pushing up the cost of borrowing for business and making it harder for families to make ends meet. Ashley Hall is travelling with the coalition leader and he joins us now in Melbourne. So, Ashley, did Mr. Abbott specify exactly where he would make this almost $1.2 billion worth in cuts?
Indeed he did, Eleanor. Mr. Abbott says these additional cuts bring the total cuts the coalition is proposing to $45.8 billion. Amongst his cuts, he'll discontinue the Australian Human Rights Framework. He'll cut the effort to get Australia a seat at the UN Security Council. Community cabinets will go. COAG meetings will be cut to just two a year, and they'll all be held in Canberra. He's also slashing some of the climate change initiatives of the Rudd government, including the Green Building Fund, the retooling of the Climate Change Initiative, and the Global Carbon Capture and Storage Initiative, and he'll axe the Petrol Commissioner. He says they're all excessive programs the nation can't afford, and Mr. Abbott says the government's borrowing $100 million a day, and it's got to stop.
Now, if households and small business, if families have got to tighten their belts, it's only right and proper that government should be tightening its belt too, and these expenditure reductions are part of ensuring that government is appropriately tightening its belt. We believe that these are reductions to bureaucracy, not reductions in services. We want to maintain services, but we believe that services are best maintained with less bureaucracy, and that's why there's a further $1.2 billion of reductions in government expenditure here.
And that's the coalition leader Tony Abbott in Melbourne this morning. Now, Ash, the Treasurer Wayne Swan this morning taunted the Shadow Treasurer for being absent from the national campaign so far, but Joe Hockey was there with his leader this morning, I understand, along with the opposition finance spokesman Andrew Robb. Now, do you think this was an insurance policy by the coalition strategy team to ensure that Tony Abbott stayed on message?
Well, it's hard to say what the purpose of it was. Mr. Hockey had been in Brisbane earlier this morning, I understand, so this was obviously planned to get him down to Melbourne for this announcement. I think it beefs up the credibility of the message to have both the Shadow Treasurer and the finance spokesman flanking the opposition leader. And Mr. Abbott used his colleagues to drive home the message that Labor spending is pushing up the cost of living for families. And Mr. Hockey explained how the government's crowding out private borrowers in the lending market, and that's pushing up interest rates. He also took issue with Wayne Swan's promise that the budget will return to surplus in 3 years. Mr. Hockey pointed out that the last time a Labor government delivered a surplus was back in 1989 when the Bengals were on top of the chart.
Wayne Swan is to surpluses what Paris Hilton is to celibacy. They remember it once existed, but they'll never see it again. The fact is, the Labor Party is not committed to surpluses. It never will deliver a surplus. You can never repay the debt if you never have a surplus. And for so long as the Commonwealth Government, as the 800-pound gorilla in the marketplace, is borrowing at least $100 million every day in competition with the private sector, it's going to be harder for small business to borrow money. It's going to be more expensive for small business to borrow money.
That's the Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, there. And there was some issue at the media conference taken with Mr. Hockey's reference to Paris Hilton there. A question was asked of Mr. Abbott what he thought of using a woman's sexuality in this way.
We all have, I think, from time to time, a colourful turn of phrase. I think Joe is a master of the colourful turn of phrase. He is a great man for getting the message across, and I think that's what he's done this morning.
That's the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, there responding to a question about Joe Hockey's comments. Now, as journalists are noting that Julia Gillard is setting a far more relaxed pace than Kevin Rudd did during the 07 campaign, how much campaigning is Mr. Abbott packing into his day?
Well, it's been a fairly relaxed start at this end as well. There was only a couple of events yesterday. Today there's been a media conference, and Mr. Abbott's now come. We're in the East Ringwood area, which is in the seat of seat of Deakin, in the which is being held by Labor's Mike Simon by less than 2%. The local candidate for the Liberals, Phil Baresi, is here with Tony Abbott. They're talking with a local small business owner. And then I understand that we'll be travelling. We don't know where we'll be going next, but there'll be a trip somewhere else. And whether or not there'll be another event today is unclear.
The old election campaign mystery tour. Ashley Hall, thanks very much. That's Ashley Hall travelling with the coalition leader, Tony Abbott.